Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Are Hands For? Board book is a Christian Lift the Flapboard book by Abby Wedgeworth, illustrated by Emma Randall, and published as part of the Training Young Hearts series. Aimed at toddlers age 1 and up, it teaches basic body use habits through simple questions, repeated prompts, and interactive flaps. The book is designed for early childhood behavior training, focusing on hands as tools for serving, helping, praying, clapping, waving, and giving rather than snatching, pushing, or hitting. Its purpose is not only behavioral correction, but also moral formation grounded in Christian teaching. The book presents obedience as connected to God's design, Jesus as an example, and grace as the means by which children can change after failure. In that sense, it functions as both a practical parenting aid and a catechetical resource for very young children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a body part lesson built around everyday hand behavior. The central structure of the book is unusually concrete. It teaches toddlers what hands are for by contrasting acceptable and unacceptable actions. Rather than speaking in broad moral language, it stays close to behaviors children actually do, such as hitting, snatching, and pushing, and then replaces them with visible alternatives, like helping, clapping, waving, high-fiving, and serving. That specificity matters because toddlers learn best through immediate, bodily examples, not abstract principles. The book, therefore, turns a common parenting challenge into a limited set of memorable choices. By focusing on hands, it gives children a clear category to recognize in daily life, which helps adults reinforce the same lesson outside the book. This makes it more than a story. It is a behavior primer that links physical action to moral meaning in a form suited to very young children. Secondly, interactive Lift the Flap design supports toddler attention and recall. The Lift the Flap format is not just decorative, it is part of the book's teaching method. Toddlers are asked to anticipate answers and then confirm them by opening the flaps, which creates a simple pattern of question, response, and discovery. That format supports engagement because it gives the child an active role in reading rather than a passive one. It also reinforces memory by repeating the same structure across the pages, allowing the lesson to become familiar through repetition. In early childhood books, predictability is useful because it lowers cognitive load and helps children focus on the content instead of the mechanics of reading. Here, the mechanics and the message work together. The flaps encourage participation, but they also serve the larger goal of habit formation, making the book a practical tool for repeated use during family reading, bedtime routines, or behavior correction. Thirdly, gospel-centered correction connects wrongdoing with grace and forgiveness. What sets this book apart from many behavior books is that it does not stop at telling children what not to do. It frames correction within a Christian understanding of sin, forgiveness, and growth. When children fail, they are reminded that Jesus loves them, forgives them, and helps them change. That emphasis is important because it prevents the lesson from becoming mere moralism. The goal is not simply compliance, but heart change rooted in grace. The book follows a pattern common to the Training Young Hearts series: identify the behavior, explain why it is wrong, and then direct the child toward the gospel as the basis for obedience. For parents, that creates a useful vocabulary for discipline that avoids shame while still taking wrongdoing seriously. For children, it presents obedience as a response to love and mercy rather than fear alone. Fourthly, Jesus as example and helper gives the lesson theological depth. The book does more than mention Jesus as a comforting figure. It uses him as a theological pattern for the child. Jesus is presented as someone who used his hands to obey God, which gives children a model they can imitate. At the same time, he is not only an example but also a savior who forgives failure and supplies help through the Holy Spirit. That combination is important because Christian formation traditionally holds together imitation and dependence. Children are told that they can do right, but not by self-effort alone. This creates a subtle and age-appropriate introduction to sanctification obedience, grows through divine help, not merely through willpower. The result is a book that teaches both ethics and doctrine in a simplified form. It translates a larger Christian view of transformation into language that toddlers can begin to grasp through repetition and visual cues. Lastly, a practical parent resource for discipline outside the discipline moment, the book is designed to be more than a reading time novelty. It functions as a reference point that parents and caregivers can return to during real behavioral conflicts, especially common toddler issues like hitting or grabbing. Its value lies in giving adults a consistent script that links correction with mercy and guidance. That makes it useful in homes, churches, and early education settings where adults want to teach discipline in a Christian framework. The short format and sturdy board book construction also make it suitable for repeated use with very young children. compared with generic manners books, it stands out because it addresses the emotional and spiritual reasons behind behavior, not only the outward act. Compared with more explicitly doctrinal books, it remains accessible enough for a one-year-old. That balance is what makes it distinctive within Christian children's publishing. It is both developmentally appropriate and theologically intentional. In conclusion, what are Hants for? Board Book will be most useful for parents, grandparents, church nursery workers, preschool teachers, and caregivers who want a Christian framework for early behavior training. It is especially relevant for families dealing with toddler biting, hitting, grabbing, and other hands-related conflicts, because it offers a simple vocabulary for correction that can be repeated outside the book. The practical benefit is clear. Children are given concrete alternatives for what to do with their hands, while adults gain a consistent way to connect discipline with grace, and supported by forgiveness and help. Among Christian board books, it stands out because it is not merely decorative or moralistic.